Welcome back to the Officer Jack McLam program, coming to you from the High Rocky Mountains of Idaho, USA, once again. Good to have you back on this Sunday, folks. Hope you're having a good weekend, and I'm sure happy to be here myself. This is our transmission point is from our two military and police associations up here in the in Idaho County, Idaho. And we've had a busy, busy week getting letters and email and so forth from our police and soldiers around the nation and around the world, too, matter of fact. Been a very busy week. By the way, I made a mistake this morning. About 20 minutes ago, I took a bunch of vitamins all at once, and I haven't had breakfast. Haven't had lunch, and so I'm kind of belching them up. I'm sorry to say that to you, but I'm going to have to be drinking some water here, and sorry about that, but I made a mistake. I shouldn't have taken all that handful of vitamins before going on the air, but I didn't think about it. I just took them, you know? So anyway, sorry about that, but we'll go on with the program here, on and onward and onward, okay? want to say something to you. We have some very good information for you that has come in to us from various sources, like I say. We're just pleased and proud that we have so many patriotic police officers and soldiers out there that will share their information with us. And so we're just truly, truly pleased that we can bring information to you folks from our police and soldiers. And there's a good friend and great American patriot, Flora, who calls into the show occasionally, that called in this morning and asked me to mention something to you about the death of Pat Tillman, how he died. Now, we've done that on this program several times before, but for her, I'm going to do that this morning when we get back after this break. And it's sad situation that's going on over there. whenever our soldiers try to speak up their...
Hi, I'm Ayala Jags. I'm in business just like you. I spend a lot of time on my cell phone, and I'm very concerned about the potential dangers of cell phone radiation, and you should be too. I found dozens of studies from around the world linking cell phone use to everything from skin conditions to brain tumors. It's shocking, it's scary. Numerous products claim to block cell phone radiation, but do they really? Then I found the Wave Shield. It's the only shielding device that has survived rigorous testing in an FTC-listed lab and is proven to block up to 97% of cell phone radiation from entering your sensitive inner ear. The Wave Shield is easy to apply, it fits almost every phone, and it really, really works. Don't take chances. Protect yourself, protect your family. The Wave Shield is only $19.95. Take just a moment. Call and order your Wave Shield right now. The evidence is growing. Why take a chance? Protect everyone you love. Call now.
866-989-9147.
Men, are you urinating more frequently? Do you wake up to urinate? Now be honest. Is your sex drive what it used to be? Don't ignore the warning signs. Prostate problems begin around age 40. And by 60, one out of every two men will have these symptoms. And they do not go away. Take Superbeta Prostate. It has 3,000 times more concentration of the key ingredient in saw palmetto. It's so powerful, you'd have to take 100 saw palmetto capsules in order to get the same health benefits of one Superbeta Prostate. Try it risk-free for 30 days and give your prostate the nutrition it needs. For a risk-free trial of Beta Prostate, call 1-800-362-5848. That's 1-800-362-5848. With Super Beta Prostate, you get results or you get your money back. Or log on to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click onto the Super Beta Prostate banner to learn more about the product. Here's something. It doesn't matter if you're white, black, red, purple, thin, fat, or oblong. If you're eating food, you need to clean out the inside of your body. Why? Because undigested food and toxic chemicals build up in the digestive tract every day. If you think this can't hurt you, think again. It already has. Indigestion, bloating, gas, irregularity, and constipation are all connected to this toxic buildup. Here's what you can do about it. Take a supplement called AlloCleanse. It's all natural, and it gently cleanses the entire digestive tract. All that leftover junk inside your body gets flushed away, and your bathroom habits suddenly become a whole lot smoother. Laugh all you want, but it's true. And it's why millions of people use AlloCleanse daily. They get more energy, they're healthier, and they look better. You'd be surprised. To try AlloCleanse risk-free, call 1-800-547-6603. That's 1-800-547-6603. Or log on to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click onto the AlloEase colon banner and learn more about this product.
Welcome back to the Officer Jack McLam program, and I think I'm going to be okay on that vitamin thing. So far, I feel pretty good. I've got my cup of water here with me, so we'll go forward. Flora, excuse me, asked me to say once again on the show that, and that we do have new listeners all the time, so I guess it's a good idea, but whenever our soldiers, we're connected every week, every day, really, with our police and military out there, many of them in the war zones right now. And they tell us that whenever a soldier makes it known that he's going to come back to the States and tell the truth about what's happening over there in Iraq and Afghanistan, they get suicided or... Yeah, usually they fake a suicide, and but in the case of Pat, the football player. Now I've lost his last name. Pat Tillman. Yes, his brother tells us that he had made it known that he was coming back to the States. Pat Tillman, big football star, okay, that's now dead, killed by assassins, American assassins, matter of fact, we now know. He had made it known that he was going to come back to the States and tell the truth about what they were doing to people in Afghanistan He was in the Rangers, I guess it was, Special Forces Rangers. And he was going to join the Veterans Against the War and tell the truth about what he had been told to do over there and seen happening to the Afghani people on behalf of our soldiers and the other nations that were warring against the Afghan people. And so the next few days, he was assassinated. He was shot three times in the forehead when he was out on patrol. Three times, bam, 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 right in the forehead, folks. And that is an excellent, excellent shot to shoot a guy three times in the forehead. And that was the end of Pat Tillman. The government could not allow him to come back here and tell the truth about what was happening because he would have a tremendous audience. Tremendous audience. Now, if there was another ground pounder out there that came back and was not Pat Tillman, he wouldn't have as large an audience. But they knew that Pat Tillman would have a great audience to tell, to listen to him and believe him as he told the evil things we're doing over in Afghanistan and Iraq to the people of those nations. And so he was murdered. And I tell the story, too, of a young lady who joined the military from Prescott, Arizona. And I've talked about this before, too, folks. And she became an interpreter, learned the language of the Iraqi language over there and the Arab language, and so they took her over into Iraq and put her into a CIA gulag where they were torturing people to death and asked her to interpret as they were torturing these people. So she lasted 2 days. She was a good little Mormon girl, by the way, from Prescott. And she lasted 2 days and finally told them she couldn't do it anymore. She didn't believe in torture, and she could not interpret for them any longer. And so a few days later, she allegedly committed suicide with her army rifle, shooting herself in the head. Now, this is what we've been told by soldiers coming back, that if they stand up and they don't participate in shooting little children in the head each day, shooting mothers of the children in the head each day, shooting the daddies in the head each day, and murdering them, that they will be taken out themselves because they will not be allowed to come back to the USA and tell these things. Well, we've had seven soldiers now come back to the USA and tell us that every day they're told to assassinate the good people, the non-combatants, people not involved in the war every day, assassinate little children, moms and dads. And they've killed 1,300,000 now in Iraq alone. 1,300,000. And we've been told by the soldiers that it is the Iraqi people that are the insurgency. It is not Al-Qaeda, Al-Qaeda. It is not terrorist. It is the Iraqi people that are fed up with having their moms and dads and children killed, murdered by U.S. forces and coalition forces. And so they're standing up, and these are freedom fighters that we're executing every day and going to war with. We've been told by the soldiers the surge, because the Iraqi people are standing up and fighting against our soldiers today to try to get them out of the country for executing 1,300,000 of their women, children, and men, that the surge is going door to door in Iraq and kicking the doors in and machine gunning everybody in the house and taking any weapons that they find in the house, okay? And so that's the surge. And the surge is working, they say, because they're actually executing the local people that they believe are standing up and fighting against our soldiers. So, Flora, that's what she wanted me to tell you, folks, and it's good for you to know that. because we are in contact with our soldiers all the time. My son is a major in the Army, by the way, and he was in Baghdad twice, and has interesting stories to tell himself about what's going on over there. But anyway, let's go to the war that's about to start, Iran, okay? The communist Zionists who control America, we call neocon Trotskyites here in this country, who control the media, who control Hollywood, who control the electronic media, the televisions, and control the print media in America. They control the military, the U.S. military. They control the White House. They control the Congress and the Senate and the Supreme Court, are pushing us into a war with Iran. And I read about this in books that talk that the neocon Trotskyites that control our nation today talked about going to war with Iran after our war with Iraq, way before 9/11. Way before 9/11, they were talking about taking over the communist Zionists, who are not Jews, by the way, Gentiles that call themselves Jews, there in the Middle East, who control Israel. And they want to take over the whole Middle East and use the blood of our boys and girls here in America to take over those nations. And so if you don't believe that there's Jews that call themselves Jews over there that are in total control of Israel today, and they are not God's chosen people, they're Gentiles calling themselves, they're phony Jews because they're communists, you need to read the Holy Scripture. Revelations 2:9 says, and this is Christ speaking, "I know the blasphemy of them that say they are Jews and are not, but are of the synagogue of Satan." Okay? And, of course, this was the Pharisees, too, who were actually from Esau, Edom, not Jewish at all. They had no Sephardic blood in them. You know, they had no Semite blood in them at Jesus' time. And he knew that they were lying when they were Jews, because not. And, of course, the Talmud, folks, if you read the writings, as I had for 15 years, that are very good Jewish police officers and soldiers in America, very patriotic Jewish police officers and soldiers, American Jews, they actually say in their own writings that Talmudism, the following of the Babylonian Talmud, that is a very satanic book, folks. I've read a lot of it. I have a friend that has a copy of the Talmud. And I've read a lot of it, enough to know that it's very satanic. But Jesus said, and the Jews say today, matter of fact, that the Babylonian Talmud, the Talmudism, is Phariseeism, okay? So it is the old Pharisees that are being followed today by many, many Jews. Most of them don't even know that it is Phariseeism, and it is satanic, okay? And by the way, the oral tradition that was laid down in these numerous books called the Talmud totally overthrow the Old Testament in the Bible and the New Testament, too. Totally overthrow it. We're taught that in our churches by our pastors that the Talmud is just an extension of God's word to the Jewish people. But that's not true at all, folks. And that's what Jesus was talking about throughout the Bible, the New Testament, when he called these Pharisees the synagogue of Satan and called them their father, from father the devil. Okay? So now there's very fine American Jews in law enforcement, military, who give us this information, that love America, love freedom, and are fighting for our freedom. We'll be right back, folks.
Are you concerned about cholesterol, blood pressure, Are you experiencing chest pain? Are you looking for a more natural method to help improve your health issues?
I had two mild heart attacks, and I had an 80 to 90% blockage in my artery. Doc recommended I take this Cartivite. I haven't had any chest pain since I've been on it. It's brought my cholesterol down. My blood sugar was really fluctuating from 10 to 14 when I went on the Cartivite. You know, it really leveled it out. I'm really pleased, and I feel so good about it. I'll tell you, it's great for your circulation, because I've noticed that I've had problems with my feet because of the diabetes, and they're getting better. They don't hurt as much. It's really great. I recommend this to anybody.
To learn more, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com. Call 1-877-928-8822.
It's a fact. Since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, all banks in these United States create money out of thin air for every single loan they issue. With never-ending late fees, over-the-limit fees, and higher interest rates, it has become mathematically impossible to repay all debt, making all of us slaves to our creditors. The Federal Debt Relief System has created a successful, attorney-backed program to legally eliminate credit card debt, personal loans, lines of credit, and other unsecured debts which have been fraudulently created by the banks. We can terminate your unsecured debt within 18 months with a much lower monthly payment, ending with nothing on your credit report. Join the thousands of Americans who now breathe with a sigh of relief because they have legally eliminated their debt. Instead of living each day in fear and frustration, it's time to take action and turn your life around. Call the Federal Debt Relief System at 877-943-8600. That's 877-943-8600. Or visit FDRS.org. Find out how you can break the cycle of debt slavery. Visit FDRS.org today.
Most of mankind's diseases have now been conquered. This medical breakthrough can save your life or the life of a loved one. Please listen. The answer to AIDS, hepatitis, A, B, and C, malaria, herpes, TB, most cancers, and many more of mankind's worst diseases has been found. Details of this amazing secret has been freely disclosed in Jim Humble's book, The Miracle Mineral Supplement of the 21st Century, available at miraclemineral.org. Read how, in five countries of Africa, over 75,000 cases of malaria and other diseases were successfully treated with this new mineral supplement. Learn more at miraclemineral.org. It also works with cold, flu, pneumonia, sore throats, warts, mouth sores, and even abscessed teeth. Download part one of this amazing book free at miraclemineral.org. Then, if you're satisfied, purchase part two for only $9.95 or the hard copy for only $19.95. Please enter RBN when prompted on where you heard about miraclemineral.org.
Okay, folks, we're back on the Officer Jack McLam program. I'm that old retired cop, Jack McLam. And let me tell you, folks, that I was in during the Vietnam War, and I had a top-secret clearance and worked at these intel bases back in the jungles in different places. And I'm not allowed to talk about a lot of it. But anyway, that's my background. And I want to talk to you here for just a minute after I tell you this, that we may not, during this hour, we won't have any time for calls, okay, from the listeners out there. But during the next hour, we have a guest, Steve Martin, and we're going to be talking about two very serious phone conferences we had with a number of people around the nation that were deeply, deeply involved in the Ron Paul campaign for president, okay? And we're going to share some of that with you. Steve Martin is a great American patriot who's been involved for a long time in trying to save America. So we'll be with him next hour. Now, there will be calls, I believe, towards the end, after he's spoken for a little while, about what he's talking about the Ron Paul campaign, you'll be able to call in and talk about that. But I don't want you to get off subject because we don't have much time, and Steve Martin has a lot to tell us, okay? All right, I want to get back to the war in Iran. Sadly, folks, very, very sadly, this Sarah Palin, I guess it's, or Palin, Sarah Palin, maybe that's it, from the governor of Washington State, of Alaska, that is, has okayed and is all for the war in Iran. So she's going to fit in real good with John McCain, because John McCain, the evil, evil globalist that he is, and traitor to this country that he is, already let us know he's going to bomb Iran. Okay, so we're going to be in a third world war very, very soon if John McCain gets in. So any of you thinking about voting for John McCain now because he's got Sarah Palin there as his running mate are very much making a big, big mistake, because we're going to be in World War III very quickly if evil John McCain gets in there as president. And Sarah Palin has already stated in some of her speeches that she's all for the war in Iran, against Iran. Well, here is a interesting article here, folks, from the Earl of Stirling from England. And they tell the truth over there a whole lot in their media, more about what's going on in America and going on in the war that they don't tell us here in America. So I want to share this with you, because we've checked most of this, just about 100% of this, with our military intel people, and he's right on target in most of everything he's saying here. Okay, now it may not happen exactly like he says, but most of the things he talks about is based on intelligence and based on his conceptualizing this war with Iran and what will happen from it. Here it is. I have served as a consultant to three very high-tech aerospace firms. My specialty is conceptualizing advanced warfare, especially as it relates to new cutting-edge advanced weapons systems. What I see unfolding with a war on Iran is the most frightening set of circumstances I have ever seen in my life. And I have been involved in advanced theoretical weaponry strategy and design for over 20 years. Sometime in the weeks to months ahead of us, may just be weeks, maybe months, there will be a war launched against Iran. The war may be started by Israel, or it might be started by the United States, or by setting off some false flag attack on America or American ships over there in the Gulf. What matters is that it will begin, and where will it take the world? Regardless if the war begins with a limited number of airstrikes against Iranian military and nuclear targets, or if all-out several thousand target attacks begin from day one, the probabilities of the war becoming a major regional war within 48 hours is 90% or higher. The Iranians will simply not allow Israel or the American military forces controlled by Israel to attack its territory without a major response. Any significant counterattack on Israel or American regional bases will trigger a much greater counter response. The Iranians have equipped and paid for and trained a massive unguided missile and guided missile force in Lebanon, the largest such force in human history. These missiles are in place as a MAD force, a mutually assured destruction force, is one that is a doomsday force established to prevent the use of overwhelming military force by allowing a return punch of overwhelming military destructive force upon one's enemy. The total number of missiles and rockets in Lebanon are variously estimated at between 40,000 and 110,000, while many are unguided Cassandra rockets, many are longer-range guided missiles. All are operated by Hezbollah Special Forces Launch Team. The Hezbollah Special Forces are, in effect, a highly trained and well-equipped Iranian commando force of at least a brigade in size. That's huge. I'll be right back to finish up what's going to happen when we attack Iran, folks. That's why I ask you to be in prayer that God will stop it.
Because you can handle the truth.
Men, are you urinating frequently? Do you wake up to urinate? Now be honest, is your sex drive what it used to be? Don't ignore the warning signs. Prostate problems begin around age 40. And by 60, one out of every two men will have these symptoms. And they do not go away. Take Super Beta Prostate. It has 3,000 times more concentration of the key ingredient in saw palmetto. It's so powerful, you'd have to take 100 saw palmetto capsules in order to get the same health benefits of one Super Beta Prostate. Try it risk-free for 30 days and give your prostate the nutrition it needs. For a risk-free trial of Beta Prostate, call 1-800-362-5848. That's 1-800-362-5848. With Super Beta Prostate, you get results or you get your money back. Or log on to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click onto the Super Beta Prostate banner to learn more about the product. Here's something. It doesn't matter if you're white, black, red, purple, thin, fat, or oblong. If you're eating food, you need to clean out the inside of your body. Why? Because undigested food and toxicals build up in the digestive tract every day. If you think this can't hurt you, think again. It already has. Indigestion, bloating, gas, irregularity, and constipation are all connected to this toxic buildup. Here's what you can do about it. Take a supplement called AlloCleanse. It's all natural, and it gently cleanses the entire digestive tract. All that leftover junk inside your body gets flushed away, and your bathroom habits suddenly become a whole lot smoother. Laugh all you want, but it's true. And it's why millions of people use AlloCleanse daily. They get more energy, they're healthier, and they look better. You'd be surprised. To try AlloCleanse risk-free, call 1-800-547-6603. That's 1-800-547-6603. Or log on to www.rebroadcasting.org and click on to the AlloEase colon banner and learn more about this product.
Don't be a victim of sudden cardiac arrest due to inflammation of the arterial walls. Our hemp foods are anti-inflammatory and gluten-free and can greatly benefit the health of the human body. By calling 908-691-2608 or visiting hempusa.org, you can benefit from this wonderful natural food source. Our customers are also purchasing this natural food for long-term storage, camping, survival, and emergency food rations. Call 908-691-2608 or visit hempusa.org today. HempUSA.org believes that now is the time to plan for the future, and food will be your greatest asset. People spend money on all kinds of things, but our warning is prepare now for food shortages in the future. So don't delay, call today, 908-691-2608, and see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you.
Welcome back to the Officer Jack McLam program, folks. I want to remind you that the Zionists that control the Bilderbergers, control the Council on Foreign Relations that McCain and Obama Nation are both members of, want world government, and they also want a world war. So what we're talking about here is starting World War III, exactly what the communist Zionists that control America, control Israel, and once again, they're not Jews, they're Gentiles that call themselves Jews, they're phony Jews, and they want World War III, and they have always been involved. They started Hezbollah, by the way. They started Hezbollah to bomb Israel to force them to be able to take over more and more land from the Palestinians and other areas around there. So they started Hezbollah, the communist Zionists did, to bomb Israel, and they killed many, many Israeli people. And now they're getting ready to have Israel bombed again, where maybe one-third of the whole Israeli people will be killed to get World War III going, and they're willing to do that. Remember, the communist Zionists helped Hitler kill the Jews in Germany during the Nazi regime, and that's a matter of record. If you want to go and hear the rabbis speak about the communist Zionists helping Hitler kill the Jews, go to the website JewsAgainstZionism.com and JewsNotZionist.org, okay? And you'll hear the Jews themselves, and I'm bringing this to you from Jews today, this program, that love America and are great patriotic Jewish police officers and soldiers. So with that said, let's go back to this report, folks. Remember that we got a brigade-sized force out there, Iranian commando force in Hezbollah, or actually they control Hezbollah special forces, and they are going to man and protect a large number of mostly unguided and rather crude rockets. But then again, Hezbollah are known to possess a considerable number of more advanced and long-range missiles. During the 2006 war, Hezbollah fired approximately 4,000 rockets, 95% of which were the Qassans, all utilizing only dumb high-explosive warheads. Dumb meaning that they're not intelligent like the ones that are radio-equipped. Some Iranian-built and applied Farja 3 and Radi 1 liquid-fueled missiles were also fired. It is believed that the larger and long-range missiles are directly under the control of the Syrian and Iranian officers as defensive measures. Now, folks, keep in mind that the Iranians and the Syrians have not attacked Israel, and they have not attacked the United States at all. They have wanted to live in peace over there, but the communist Zionists keep prodding them and prodding them, and now want to totally take them over and destroy probably 80% of the Iranian people they plan on killing in this bombing coming up. 50 million Iranians out of the 72 million Iranians that live there. They've told the 200,000 Jews who has lived in Iran peacefully for many, many decades, several hundreds of years, matter of fact, to get out. The communist Zionists have told the Jews to leave Iran. And so they haven't told the Christians, 200,000 Christians, to leave Iran because they want to kill them. The communist Zionists hate Christians, hate Christ, and they don't mind killing the 200 Christians there in Iran who have lived peacefully with the Jews and the Persian people and the Muslim people there in Iran. But anyway, the combination of short and medium range missiles and guided missiles in Lebanon and the longer range guided missiles in Syria, the smaller number of rockets and missiles in the West Bank and Gaza, and the longer-range guided missiles in Iran present a massive weight of warheads aimed at Israel. Now, folks, you might say, well, hey, God's chosen people, and we got to be on the side of Israel. Well, folks, I give you book after book after book written by Jews that will show you without a doubt whatsoever using the Holy Bible that that communist Zionist that are phony Jews that Jesus talks about in Revelations and other places in the Scripture are not God's chosen people. They're not. They're lying to you. And your ministers believe the lie. They are of the synagogue of Satan. And that's exactly what Jesus called them. And they're not God's chosen people. And matter of fact, the communist Zionists, Khazar Gentiles that call themselves Jews actually started that nation in 1948. So they've never been God's chosen people. They're phony baloney. And I'm getting this from hundreds of Jewish brothers and sisters in the military and law enforcement that love America. They are Americans. They love America. They fight for America, will die for America. But they hate the communist Zionists because they're destroying the image and the reputation of all Jews on planet Earth. And so that's why there's so many Jewish organizations now been formed against the Zionists. I found out a new one today, JewsVersusZionists.wordpress.com. I just found this today. I haven't been to the website yet. But we do know of two that has millions of Jews involved in it, JewsNotZionist.org and JewsAgainstZionism.com. And now there's a new one, JewsVersusZionists.wordpress.com. I haven't been to the website yet. But that was shown to me by Jewish brothers and sisters in the military, that there's a new website out there. So what I'm telling you folks is, the Jews know that these people are not God's chosen people over there. They've been lying to you and your ministers to make you think they are, so you will support them with billions and billions of dollars out of our tax dollars every year that they use to create wars, like the war coming up with Iran to take over the whole Middle East. Okay, let's go back to the report here. The 2006 Israeli Hezbollah war, called the Second Lebanon War in Israel, was an attempt by Israel to eliminate the MAD, the Mutually Assured Destruction Counterforce in Lebanon. It was an attempt that failed. The Syrians had purchased and supplied to Hezbollah a large number of very nasty, relatively low-cost Russian AT-14 Cornet soft-fuel anti-tank guided missiles, and the Iranian-trained Hezbollah commandos dug in massive numbers of concrete bunkers and firing positions. After more than 50 Merkava main battle tanks of Israel were hit, and the high-tech American-made warplanes and pinpoint weapons proved ineffective, the handwriting was on the wall. Either use neutron bombs or a large number of Israeli soldiers to remove the Hezbollah threat, or declare peace and walk away for the time being. The Israelis chose the latter, to declare peace and walk away for the time being and prepare for massive war. It now appears that Israel has given up on the idea of a ground assault to remove the many rocket and missile launchers in Lebanon. A senior Israeli general has resigned, praise God, with the complaint that the army is not training sufficiently to fight in Lebanon. The alternative is to use the FAE, fuel air explosive technology weapons, and neutron bombs, a type of nuclear weapon that produces a higher short-term radiological output, more radiation that is, and less blast output than normal nuclear weapons, to kill the people but not kill the buildings and the homes and everything. Any use of such weapons of mass destruction by the Israeli army on Hezbollah forces in Lebanon will likely automatically trigger the use of WMD warheads on whatever rockets, missiles remain operational if their use has not already been authorized due to the nature and scope of the Israeli and or the American attacks on Iran. The bottom line is this, that Israel will face a truly massive number of rockets and missiles from Lebanon with radiological, chemical, biological, and FAE weapons of mass destruction warheads. Additionally, the sizable number of such weapons warheads will be fired from Gaza and the West Bank. The Syrians will be using larger, more accurate guided missiles to shower WMDs upon Israel as well as the Iranians. To counter this, the Israelis will be using their Green Pine radar system and a combination of Israeli and American anti-missile missiles. They will have a good success in knocking down many incoming missiles, but the sheer number of incoming missiles from all directions will totally overload their defensive measures. This is my job, and I can tell you this is true. Large parts of Israel will be contaminated with radiation with extremely long half-lives, many tens of thousands of years in some cases, with a mix of chemical and biological nightmares thrown in for good measure. Total death will amount to one-third to one-half of the Israeli population, with an additional, a large additional number being injured. And folks, this is okay with the communist Zionists who worked with Hitler to kill the Jews and also set up Hezbollah on purpose to bomb Israel so that they could show that they were being attacked by these evil Arabs. The Israeli response will be the nuclear annihilation of Syria, Iran, and parts of Lebanon, with many tens of millions killed. Expect to see every city of any size destroyed. There will be insufficient people left in Syria, Iran, and large parts of Lebanon to even bury the dead. Radiation will be spread around the world from all of these nuclear bombs. Hear that, folks? Radiation will be spread around the world from all the nuclear bombs. Now, that's fine with the communist Zionists that control America and control Israel, because they've already told us, folks, that they want to kill 80% of the people on Earth, because they only need 50 million as their slaves. 50 million as their slaves, and they want to kill everybody else on Earth. So that'll fit right in if they spread radiation around the world with their nuclear bomb attack. Iranian sleeper teams in North America and Western Europe will begin to seed the population of these areas with a number, perhaps in the several dozens, of different man-made killer viruses. People in movie theaters, churches, synagogues, shopping malls, subway stations, and airports, etc., will be exposed without anybody knowing about it at the time to these advanced bio-war viruses as payback. About 9 to 10 days later, the computer reporting system in the Western countries will begin to report back strange illnesses among masses of people. That will trigger a host of measures to contain the advanced bio-war viruses, which will mean martial law, folks, and they will put you in camps. And that's what they want also, by the way. All this works out for the communist Zionists exactly the way they had planned. But it will simply be too late to prevent a massive outbreak of horrific illnesses. International travel and trade will effectively stop. People would be ordered to stay home from work and school, with only critical job holders being allowed on the streets at any time during martial law. Hospitals will be overcome with sick and dying people of all ages. The medical community will be among the first to die off because they have to handle these sick and dying people. Where temporarily hospitals are established in school gyms and other areas, the cross-infection of several different genetically engineered viruses will ensure 100% mortality of anyone in those temporary hospitals. In the event that the neocon nations, that's the neocon Trotskyite, communist Zionist nations, have sought to expand the Georgia war by new attacks on Russia very quickly now, or by creating some naval incident in the Black Sea, the possibilities of a quick expansion into an all-out Third World War involving Russia and China and NATO nuclear weapons will be at approximately 50%. Even without a global war being initiated, Russia is apt to sweep the Black Sea of NATO ships, meaning American ships too, with considerable loss of life on both sides. The world will be in its worst economic depression in history, as global trade will be halted for at least several months due to fears of the spread of the various advanced biological viruses. If Israel releases the Arab-specific designer advanced bio-war viruses themselves that many claim she has, the seas will be apt to fire their Chinese intermediate range ballistic missiles at Israel and send their very well-equipped air force against Israel, with a number of nuclear weapons that they possess. They have funded the Pakistani weapons, nuclear weapons program, and have several Pakistani-made nuclear devices. Of course, what is left of the Israeli forces will respond with additional nuclear attacks, this time on Saudi Arabia and other Arab nations for good measure. My goodness, folks, we've got to stop this attack on Iran. It's going to mean world conflagration and nuclear fallout on America and all over the world. We'll be right back, folks.
Most of mankind's diseases have now been conquered. This medical breakthrough can save your life or the life of a loved one. Please listen. The answer to AIDS, hepatitis A, B, and C, malaria, herpes, TB, most cancers, and many more of mankind's worst diseases has been found. Details of this amazing secret has been freely disclosed in Jim Humble's book, The Miracle Mineral Supplement of the 21st Century, available at miraclemineral.org. Read how, in five countries of Africa, over 75,000 cases of malaria and other diseases were successfully treated with this new mineral supplement. Learn more at miraclemineral.org. It also works with colds, flu, pneumonia, sore throats, warts, mouth sores, and even abscessed teeth. Download part one of this amazing book free at miraclemineral.org. Then, if you're satisfied, purchase part two for only $9.95 or the hard copy for only $19.95. Please enter RBN when prompted on where you heard about miraclemineral.org.
Hi, folks. Ronnie McMullen here, host of The Prophetic Watch. As a radio host, many products cross my desk every week. Few products are truly worth endorsing because they don't work or there is some kind of catch or gimmick. Dr. Miller's Life Change Tea does exactly what it says. It cleans your body of chemicals, toxins, and parasites. And the effect is, you lose weight. That's right, you lose weight. I wouldn't put my name behind this product if it didn't work. Here's how you order. Online, getthetea.com. That's getthetea.com. Or call us, 928-308-0408. That's area code 928-308-0408. Finally, a natural prior you won't be disappointed in. Getthetea.com.
Do you ever forget names or left your glasses? Christine also realized she didn't remember like she used to.
I'm forgetting where things are occasionally, or I go into a room and I'm wondering, now, why am I here?
She often forgot and misplaced things like her keys.
I would spend so much time looking for things like that, and I just would assume that that was just a part of aging.
Then she discovered Prevagen. Special proteins in our brain responsible for keeping cells alive that control learning and memory are depleted with age. Now there's a new option to replace these proteins, Prevagen. If your ability to remember is fading with time, try all natural Prevagen, PrevaGen.com. That's Prevagen.com.
And I find that in my business, I'm able to focus on the tasks at hand.
To find out how to get a free bottle of Prevagen, call 888-814-0814.
And so I'm not as forgetful, and it's really helping me that way.
Call 888-814-0814.
Coming up on the second hour when we will have Steve Martin with us. So I want to finish up here, folks. Sarah Palin, I don't know how you say it, governor of Alaska, is supposedly a Christian. I say supposedly because there's something very interesting about her. You know, we know she's pro-life and she's pro-Second Amendment, which is good. But all of a sudden, she gives a speech praising that very, very evil John McCain, Antichrist globalist John McCain. And she's now behind him with a war in Iran. In essence, Sarah Palin is everything that John McCain isn't, allegedly. which leads to the question that was asked long ago by the Hebrew prophet, can two walk together except they be agreed? And it seems like now that Sarah Paulin is putting aside all of her values, all of her belief system, and citing to get into the history books as Vice President of America with this very evil Antichrist world government proponent helping set up the Antichrist world government system to enslave all of us and kill 80% of us, John McCain, John Traitor McCain, Songbird McCain, as his fellow POWs called him, for going along and helping the communists for 5.5 years when he was put in a nice hotel down in Hanoi, taken out of the Hanoi Hilton where the other POWs were being tortured to death, and put it in a nice hotel down in Hanoi and fed the very best of foods for 5.5 years. What is going on with Sarah Palin, folks? Paulin, Palin, what's going on with her? Is she a phony Christian and a phony conservative, or does she just not know who this satanic Antichrist world government man is, John McCain? He has been a member of the Council on Foreign Relations for decades, along with Obama Nation. Both of them are totally controlled by the Communist Zionist Council on Foreign Relations, both of them totally controlled. And but now we have Sarah Palin, or Paulin, who is going along with everything. This is not like what she's represented in Alaska as governor. She had great values. Now she's throwing them all aside so she can become vice president and go into the history books of America as the female vice president of the United States. It worries me, folks. It really worries me. You know, when Ron Paul was asked if he would accept the vice president nomination from John Traitor McCain, he said absolutely no. His reason for that was that if McCain should do something fundamentally counter to Paul's constitutional convictions, such as he plans to bomb Iran without a declaration of war, Ron Paul would have to resign. So he said, absolutely not. I will not be Traitor McCain's vice president nominee. What's happening to Sarah Palin, folks? What's happening to her? Hopefully, she will resign herself when she finds out, if she already knows, that he is an absolute immoral, evil, Antichrist world government proponent that's totally controlled by the CFR. We'll be right back for the second hour with Steve Martin.
Men, are you